Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Egg Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. My name is Adam Albrick. Although commodity prices are strong, farmers and ranchers are getting hit with high input costs. Ron Haugen, who serves as Market Vice President with Egg Country, is joining us to talk about the importance of knowing your numbers in uncertain times. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you, Adam.
Now, it's apparent that the cost of virtually everything has gone up since the start of COVID-19. Between supply chain disruptions and the rate of inflation everyone is currently seeing, what are you hearing from customers when it comes to these rising costs?
You know, it seems every year there's always something on the egg sector that all the customers are having to watch out and look at from a standpoint of expense levels. This year, we're getting hit with the chemical and fertilizer expenses probably being double to what they were at the previous year. And when you look at all the other inputs, they continue to increase for our customers.
And so as a lender, how difficult does an environment like this make it for a farmer or rancher?
All of our customers are very good from the standpoint of, you know, trying to trim expenses where they are, where they can. In a lot of cases, you can't cut out your chemical and fertilizer or scale back because that's going to affect your overall production of your crop. Our customers, when you take the period that we had gone through leading up to this, it was very tough just to churn a profit. Now when we saw in 2021 and the prior year of 20, they were able to, you know, make a little headway and make some profit. But now in 2022, we're seeing some very high prices, but at the other side, we're seeing some very high input costs as well. So the farmer's net return in a lot of cases is not going to be greater. In many cases, it could be less than the previous 2 years.
Let's talk about the value of knowing your numbers. You often hear lenders say that the most financially successful farmers or ranchers out there tend to have a good grasp of their numbers. Could you walk us through what this all entails?
Yeah, understanding your numbers or looking at your break-evens is very important every year, not only in the years where we're having increasing input prices. When a farmer sits down and goes through all their input costs, taking into account if there's any other outside income, taking into account also the family living needs or their income taxes, it really puts things in a perspective on a per acre basis. When you look at, in order for me to break even on this type of commodity, I need to be above X. That helps out every producer when it comes time to market. And a lot of times, sure, market can go higher, but it really hurts a producer when the market starts spiraling down and it decreases. So all of a sudden, they're losing more money instead of trying to make some money or even break even.
Now, you mentioned the higher input costs, such as fertilizer. Of course, all of that took place, those rising costs, before the Russia sanctions really came into play. And now that those sanctions are there, Russia is a very large exporter of many components within commercial fertilizers. So seeing that situation unfold in a foreign land, does that make you nervous at all for maybe the rest of this growing season, but even what's next?
You know, just concern for our customers we have out there. It seems like every year there's something else that they're having to deal with or contend with. When you look at what just happened, when we saw heading into the fall of 2021, there was a lot of talk about the fertilizer. So a lot of customers are out pre-buying fertilizer, chemicals, trying to get chemicals in place, trying to offset the escalating increase in the prices. But then we get hit with this other issue with the Russia and Ukraine that's going on. And that just adds another twist to the whole market as well. And it's scary from our customer standpoint. Not very often have we had a situation where they're wondering if they're going to get fertilizer, if they're going to get chemicals. We saw last year where people were having to wait quite some time just to get the equipment that they had ordered and or parts that they're waiting for.
And so all of this kind of really plays into that just uncertainty out there. Of course, we like certainty. You just mentioned that a lot of people pre-purchase some inputs and things like that because they want to have it by a certain date. But in today's climate, there's just so much uncertainty out there.
There is. And a lot of producers that went out last fall and purchased some of the inputs, you know, what they had to do in a lot of cases was to offset that with some marketing. So that's why it comes to head where it's very important to understand where your break-evens are.
You think about all of the expenses on the farm, but you also have a private life. How does family living costs play a factor in all of this?
Family living is an important, you know, aspect that operations really have to take into account and consider. Your profitability has to be over and above all your costs that you have on your operation, covering your family living and still having enough that's left over in order for you to service your debt. And it gets to be even challenging if we have a period where it's tough on the economy side and operations are breaking even or losing a little bit of money. These payments are still due. You still need to live off of, you know, X number of dollars. And that's why, and I've seen over the years past, having some non-farm income stream is a big benefit for a lot of operations to help offset some of the family living draws.
So, of course, commodity prices right now are pretty strong, and looking at them kind of historically, they're very strong. But, you know, thinking about how some of these input prices have really come up, you look at the price of fuel, for example. So the spring plant is not overly far away, but some of that gain in terms of what they're getting from a higher commodity price might get eaten up in costs like fuel. Could you just talk a little bit about what you're seeing there when it comes to, again, yet another expense?
Yes, we know the big ones out there are the chemical and fertilizer input costs. But now the way fuel has been escalating, you know, it's pushed a lot of producers to look at marketing, locking in some prices. Some people were following the cost of fuel heading in the fall, early this winter too, and some are doing some marketing and locking in some fuel right now to offset that. But it's a big factor, you know, no different than any other level of input cost you have out there. When you start seeing an increase, you know, you have to look at and how are you going to offset that? You know, how does that change your break even? Well, how much more do you need to market?
So with marketing crops in mind, what do you look at when a farmer or rancher comes into your office?
A lot of times when the customers are coming in, we're looking at, you know, the past year trend. We're going through the projection for the next year. You know, it's up to them to market the crops at the level that they need to. Us as lenders, it's always easy, and it's easy even for our customers too, to look back on the should-haves, you know, the could-haves. All in all, it comes down to the break-evens. So where can you make money? I've seen, you know, more progress being made when operations understand their break-evens and are selling above that than holding out for the market to try and hit the peaks, which a lot of times that doesn't happen, to sell all your grain at the top. So when the daily changes that can occur in the commodity markets, after a couple days, you've dropped quite a bit on the commodity prices. And a lot of times they're put in a situation where they're waiting for the market to come back, and it might not. That's one thing about these high prices. It's sad to say, but what cures high prices is the high prices itself.
So one thing we haven't necessarily touched upon, but does add into the factor, is if somebody is looking for a piece of land, you know, on one hand, you have really strong commodity prices. On the other, you have really strong and high prices on your inputs. So then you factor in land, which has also come up. So again, we talked about some uncertainty earlier, but that feeling of, should I buy land as well, kind of adds to all of this.
Yeah, it's always good if you're given an opportunity to look at purchasing the land. How does it fit into the operation? You know, it depends upon where the operation is at financially. And that is one item. It's not a one-year purchase. A lot of times these loans are set up for 20 years. So you have to look at the long trend of making that purchase in the current market that you're in. From the standpoint of setting a proper structure on your loan so it meets your, you know, repayment, you're replacing your rental costs now with actual a loan payment. So you have the principal and interest servicing instead of the land rental. But in all of our customers that we're making these loans to, you're doing it for the long term. Because we know in the commodity markets on the ag side, we're going to have our peaks and valleys. And it's just a matter of being positioned so you can withstand those valleys and have debt or take on debt that fits into your operation not only today, but in 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now as well.
All right, Ron, we will let you out on this question, but do you have any advice for those listening along who might be thinking about just everything we have talked about here today?
Any egg producer that's out there, you know, should have good visits with their lender, understanding where their operation has been, to what direction it's heading. You know, understand where they're at from a cash flow standpoint. You know, working capital is vitally important for any operation. It's there to offset adversity and also take advantage of any opportunity you have out there for any capital purchases. But this is a team effort. I mean, we enjoy working with all of our customers and working through their financials with them. You just need to have good teaming, good understanding. You need to build your operation around having good records, good tax planning, good management in place. And you need to have a lender that understands your operation, where you're at today, and where you plan to transition it in the future.
Ron, we greatly appreciate you joining us today. Thanks for your insights.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
That is Ron Haugen, Market Vice President with Egg Country Farm Credit Services. If you have any questions on a financial topic, we would love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, tweet at them on Twitter, or submit your question using their website at eggcountry.com.